Thousands of people took to the streets of Belfast on Saturday in a protest march and rally calling for legislation of same-sex marriage. Northern Ireland, of course, as you know, is the only part of the UK and Ireland where same-sex marriage is still banned. The issue is one of the major stumbling blocks in the ongoing Stormont crisis. Let's speak now to John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vinny.
I got you mixed up with John O'Dowd earlier. Apologies for that.
I heard.
I'll say the same to John O'Dowd when I talk to him next. And Tracy Harkin, who is from the Iona Institute. We've talked about these issues before many times, Tracy, but when you see such a huge number of people rallying in Belfast City Centre, what kind of message did that send to you?
Well, I think, you see, for me, there's sort of been a frustration, and I think there's been a frustration with a lot of people at home listening to this issue, because I think the way it's been portrayed and it's been framed is a very simplistic way, that it's an equality issue, it's about extending rights to a minority group. Listen, gay, lesbian, same-sex couples make up my family, the community that I live in, the football team that I'm a part of, but this, at the heart of this issue, is about social policy. It's about what marriage is, what marriage was designed for, and is legalising same-sex marriage going to be good for children? And I don't think it is, for very, very important reasons. And many other people think this way as well, but unfortunately have been afraid to speak out because they're afraid of coming across as homophobic or bigoted. And so at the heart of this issue is that once you redefine marriage, the rights of children are redefined as well. You know, it takes a man and a woman to make a baby. Two men and two women can't make a baby. So therefore, by definition, and with the blessing of the state, there will be children out there, there's many now beginning to speak up, that are deliberately, those natural ties with their biological parents are being cut.
What does that say, Tracy, about people that aren't married in terms of their role when it comes to children?
Listen, there's many circumstances which children are being brought up in my family, in my community, and we all do the best they can. But I think we'd all agree that we should always, when possible, try to create a situation where children should at least know their biological parent, if not that biological parent living with them and raising them if possible. I mean, that's just
I understand what you're
policy.
Saying, Tracy. I'm just trying to create the link between what you've said in terms of being married, being parents, and actually same-sex marriage.
Okay, because once marriage is redefined to include same-sex couples, therefore, by extension, you're given the same-sex couples exactly the same rights to have children. And even though people have children in all different sorts of circumstances, as a policy, marriage is there. It's evolved over time because men and women have had children. Like, why did the state not create laws about two women living together as friends or sisters living together? It's because of that conjugal union. And it's because every culture through time immemorial has recognised that those natural ties are important and need to be encouraged for the benefit of children. And that's what marriage is. And I think, in a sense, the whole discussion, we've lost as a culture, to a large extent, what marriage is and what marriage was designed for a particular purpose, for the well-being of children,
okay,
primarily.
John O'Doherty?
Well, I agree with Tracy on one point, that there's a lot of frustration out there among people about the fact that same-sex marriage hasn't been introduced in Northern Ireland. That is despite the fact that the majority of people in Northern Ireland support its introduction. The majority of politicians in Northern Ireland support its introduction. And we could see that tangible frustration that exists here in Northern Ireland on Saturday at the rally. Now, the idea that that this is a redefinition of marriage is wrong. Marriage has already been redefined many times throughout history, but most recently in England, Scotland, Wales, and in the Republic of Ireland, marriage has been redefined. We are surrounded by countries that have redefined marriage to include same-sex couples, and the world hasn't fallen in. Nothing has substantially changed for anybody, be them heterosexual or an LGBT person. And on this point about the rights of children and that somehow same-sex marriage will allow same-sex couples to become parents, same-sex couples are already parents, can already become parents. And if Tracy's concern is that children will not have the opportunity to get to know their biological parents, then perhaps her issue is with adoption, her issue is with surrogacy, her issue is with divorce, her issue is with deadbeat dads. The issue here isn't same-sex couples. There's some sort of mindset out there among some people that same-sex couples are going into people's homes and stealing their children. That is not the reality in which same-sex couples
become children. Well, Tracy, you want to respond to that.
Become children.
That's absolutely not true at all. You know, this is about looking about, we've come so far in the advancement of children's rights. And I think as a society, we've become very adult-centred. And I think that we've got to understand the very purpose by which marriage and the state interferes in marriage in the very first place. And the natural ties, is anybody going to say now in 2017 that natural ties aren't important? We're doing the best we can out there, John. We're all living in different situations.
Okay.
But surely we need to strengthen and protect that. And let's listen to children of same-sex couples like Millie Fontana speaking out in this, who loves her two mummies very much. And both her two mummies and her dad, her biological dad, have supported her in speaking out. And she's appealing to legislators to say, please do not legislate same-sex marriage, because that inevitably leads to that biological
link. She
said, I was denied from knowing my biological parents. And
Tracy,
that was a big deal for her.
Just to go back to what John has said there, and he's asking in terms of the link you're making between changes in marriage and what it is to be a parent. Same-sex couples still can already have children. So what difference does it make to change?
But
his point is that this is not about children. This is about gay marriage.
But what? Why has marriage evolved over time? What is the, you know?
Well, what's the primary?
Love,
what do you believe
is a social institution? We're talking about a law change here. People can live the way they like.
Okay. What do you believe then is the primary function of getting married?
It's about love and commitment and stability and a bit much more than that. Marriage
But you haven't mentioned children there.
Pardon?
You haven't mentioned children. You're connecting having children.
It's the only unique relationship where actually children can come off. A man and a woman make a baby. I mean,
yes.
It's not rocket science. It's biology, and that's where the state's involved. And
the only relationship in which a child can be formed, because unmarried people can have children as well. You have this idea in your head about what marriage is about, and that's fine for you. It is right for you, and I don't know if you're involved in the faith group, but any faith group that you're involved in, to self-define for you what marriage is. What we're talking about here is how the state views marriages, how the state views relationships, and same-sex couples have the right to equal treatment under the law. That is what we're campaigning for. That's what this campaign is about, and we have the support of the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland. But if your specific issue is your concern of a children's right to get to know their biological parents, then that's the issue you should be campaigning on. Because at this point in time, children do not have the right to get to know their biological parents. That is a possibility, particularly if you take, for example, a child who has went up for adoption. They don't have the right to get to know their biological parents. There are opportunities for them to do that, but they don't have the right to do it. And if that is fundamentally your concern, then perhaps that's the issue you should be campaigning on, not campaigning against the rights of committed same-sex couples to be able to enter into a legally recognised same-sex marriage.
Tracy, you come back in there and then we'll go back to the phones. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Do you know, I think there is a real missing link here between what marriage is and what marriage is for. And of course, people get married because they love each other, and many couples choose to not have children. But the fact remains, it's a unique situation in where society encourages two biological parents to stay and raise their children in a loving, committed relationship. And I think that's a good thing. I think people should be free to live whatever way they want and have laws protecting every unique relationship on a case-by-case basis. But surely as a society, are we now saying in 2017 that we shouldn't be encouraging and protecting the one institution, the social institution that evolved over time throughout all cultures that link for the benefit of children in particular, that they will be raised and know their biological parents? You know, why are these children from same-sex couples speaking out now in recent years, many of them in their early 20s? They're saying, I love my parents, but the people aren't listening to us. This was not the best thing for me. I shouldn't have been denied. I mean, let's look at you talked about the sky falling in. With no social policy, the sky falls in overnight. But let's look at England, for example, where children now can be born and there's two mothers on their birth certificate. I mean, that seems to me crazy that child, now that's actually like falsifying a birth certificate. In the sense that child now no longer even in the birth certificate has a recognition of the reality that they have a biological father out there.
Okay, just to go back to something that Tracy mentioned earlier on, And that was in relation to people that maybe don't believe in changes to, for example, gay marriage, and therefore they want to speak out, but they feel like it's not fashionable, and you're criticised and being called homophobic, when maybe you actually are not homophobic, you just don't agree with some of the views that some people have.
Well, I think people should be free to speak out. People should be free to hold their own opinions on these issues. Where it becomes different is how the law treats people, and that's what this issue is specifically about. But I don't think people should be afraid to speak out. And it's such a change when you look at the history of the LGBT civil rights movement. It was for decades LGBT people who were afraid to speak out because of fears of violence, because of fears of attack, because of fears of isolation and being removed from their families. And I didn't hear hordes of people, particularly Christians, coming online, coming onto the radio and onto TV shows saying LGBT people should be free to speak out. But I am saying that today, and I am saying to people,
I agree.
And people of no faith. Sorry, Tracy.
And there is homophobia out there.
And people of no faith should have.
Okay, one at a time. John, you finish, and Tracy, I'll bring you back in.
Sorry.
The people of faith and people of no faith should have their right to speak out in terms of this issue. But the reality is that the majority of people support the introduction of equal marriage. And the only reason we don't have equal marriage in Northern Ireland at this time is because of the abuse of the petition of concern within the Assembly. We have a majority of MLAs who support its introduction. And what we need in Northern Ireland is a reform of the petition of concern. And if Tracy has these huge concerns in terms of children who are being brought up by parents who are not their biological parents and their right to engage with their biological parents, then that's an issue that she should be campaigning on. But it's not an issue that is being impacted on by same-sex marriage. Same-sex couples currently have the right to become adoptive parents. They have the right to have children through surrogacy. This is something that is not going to change through same-sex marriage. The only difference that's going to be made through same-sex marriage is the solemnization of rights across these islands for LGBT people.
Tracy?
No, I don't think it's a rights issue at all. I think that once...
But what do you... The point that John's trying to make...
Is redefined as copper fast in the idea that it doesn't
Tracy,
matter, that those natural ties do no longer matter, that they're no longer important, that they're no longer irrelevant to children, and they are.
No, but that's not... Tracy, one second, please.
I can't hear you very well on my phone. I'm sorry about that.
That's not a problem, Tracy. But just to go back to the point, which was the connection you're making between gay marriage and actually having children. So, for example, what do you say to gay people that want to be able to get married that do not want to have children?
I think that there's other ways that we can celebrate relationships and commitment to one another. You know, you have civil partnerships. In every single country in the world that has legalized, and there's been only 22 out of how many countries, is there 170-something? So it is quite a new thing. And many, many reasonable people, like you heard Angela Merkel speaking out, and she certainly wouldn't be described as a homophobe or a bigot. She's got very good friends that are lesbians and raising children. But she even herself, and so there's a very reasonable argument to be had that this is a policy issue. And it's about whether or not we want to move further and further away in our culture from the idea that it's actually a good thing to have the natural ties there between children and to have the one institution called marriage that actually does this and promotes it.
I agree with Tracy, in terms of Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel showed great leadership in this issue, and I think the politicians in Northern Ireland could learn something from Angela Merkel, because she opposed equal marriage. She didn't vote in support of equal marriage, but what she did allow within her parliament was a free vote of all politicians in terms of the introduction of equal marriage. And if that was to happen in Northern Ireland tomorrow, we would have the introduction of equal marriage.
Okay.
I think John's right there, actually. I think that if it was to happen tomorrow, my thing would be, I think we need to hold off on any decision, because it has, I think there has not been, and many people are saying to me that the things I'm saying that they actually haven't heard before.
Okay.
But this is quite a new
I want to bring in.
It's a new dimension to the debate.
I want to bring in Mark at this point. Mark in Belfast, go ahead.
How are you doing? I'd just like to say that, first off, I am in support of bringing in gay marriage, but I'd like to say to John, does he think we should follow the Republic of Ireland? And if so, should it be made by 108 MLAs in Stormont, or should it be a public referendum so we know the true figure of people who want the product?
The difficulty with the referendum is it has no real legal standing. We would have to get confirmation from the Northern Ireland Assembly that they would move to introduce any decision made by a referendum.
But that would happen
if the referendum were to be held tomorrow. Well, it wouldn't, because that was a constitutional issue. But if it was to happen here, we know we would have a majority of people out in support of it.
Indeed, how do you know?
We would probably swamp the numbers that we've seen.
How do you know?
Of Ireland.
Well, John, just to answer what Mark's kind of saying here, if it turned out against what you want, would you accept that? Would you think, right, well, that's fine, that the country has spoken, that's what they want?
No, because I don't support a referendum on equal marriage, because I don't believe 108 people should be voting on my rights.
That's the problem.
I don't want 1.8 million people voting on my rights. I think there are fundamental human rights. I think there is a reality that whether you identify as a UK citizen or an Irish citizen, that you are being denied your right to a same-sex marriage.
And
if you lived in any other part of Ireland or any other part of the UK, you would have same-sex marriage. And they weren't wrong to have a referendum. It was the only option that they had in terms of changing the constitution of Ireland. They had to have a referendum, but had they not had to have a referendum, equal marriage would have been introduced even sooner, because none of the political parties in the Republic of Ireland stood in opposition of the referendum or in opposition of equal marriage. The fact that they had to go to the people actually meant that it took longer to introduce equal marriage than if they had have been able to have.
Mark, you went back in there
in their parliament.
I still don't know how John comes up with this overwhelming majority when the public hasn't spoke. So how does he know?
Well, how do you feel about polls?
How do you feel about it, Mark?
I'm all for it. I want it brought in, but I want it brought in on the basis of what the majority of the country feel about it.
So, from when you're talking to people about it, Mark, how do you feel that people in Northern Ireland?
Well, I'll tell you how I talk about it. Right, I'm a taxi driver, and I taxi people from all walks of life.
Yes.
Number one, what I do find is the people from the LBG community don't want a referendum because I feel they're afraid to see what the people truly want on a secret ballot. I think that's one point. Another point is, I think there's many families, you know, who have people from the LBG community within them who are afraid to upset their family members. But what I want is, and I really want it's just for the owners, a true vote and a true reflection on what everyone in the country believes and thinks.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Tracy, just final words to you on that in terms of a referendum. Is that something you would welcome?
I think that, I mean, I was actually living south of the border during the referendum down there, and I suppose the problem I had with that was that there was only 3 months, and I was sitting at home listening to all the discussions on it, and really there was only 3 months from the government announced you're going to have a referendum to actually have a proper balanced discussion, and there was a 38% actually voted against that, and that was a significant minority, I think, based on the fact that people were only beginning to absorb the opposite point of view that had been put across, particularly in media, for many years before that. I think once people have time in Northern Ireland to absorb these issues, to think about them, to think, well, there's better ways to go in our culture than redefining marriage in 2017 for all the reasons that I've outlined.
We'll have to leave it there. Tracy Harkin and John O'Doherty, thank you very much.